And we're live.
Hello, and welcome back to a bonus episode of the First Time Watchers podcast.
Because we like to watch.
My name is Tim Costa,
This is Walter Vinci.
and those crickets you hear is actually the sound of her lonely heartbeats. Hermano is tending to a crying child, probably because he abducted the poor kid and is now holding it for ransom.
Wow, you're getting grimmer and grimmer with these. I'm waiting to see what you have him with next. You're gonna be like all like.
He'll probably be with us
You're gonna
next.
be like all gone, baby, gone next.
What we like to do on the FTW podcast is find a movie that none of us have seen, watch it together, and then discuss. These movies could be new, they could be old, or something that is on all of our lists of shame. And remember to email us at firsttimewatchers@gmail.com and stay tuned to the end of this episode for other ways to contact us and to find out what we'll be discussing next week. In this episode, we'll be talking about our reactions to the Oscar nominations for 2012 movies. And if you recall, last year's Best Picture winner was The Artist, a film that I think all of three of us enjoyed, the two of us more so than Hermano.
That's right.
Anything about 2012 movies you want to talk about before we get into this?
Well, we did our best of 2012 previous episode, and so this is gonna kind of follow a little hard on the heels of that one. Because I mean, not necessarily all the movies we picked as being the best of 2012 made it into the Oscar nomination categories. So this will should be a fairly interesting discussion, given the, the categories we're gonna be reviewing and what's up for grabs.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so let's start out with best adapted screenplay.
Yeah, this is where this is the one section of the Oscars that I've always had an issue with.
Okay.
I don't like there being an award for best adapted screenplay because the material is already written by somebody else. You're just taking it and adapt and basically turning it into a script. Someone else
Okay.
has already done all the work.
You don't think this involves work?
I mean, it does
Creating
involve
it for a
I
screen?
mean, I write and I know it does involve it, but I don't think it's one of those things that I've never been comfortable with it being an Oscar category.
That's interesting.
Like someone else has already gone through the somebody else has already written these stories, and you're taking what they've already written and trying to find a way to fit it onto a screen.
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I'd like to hear from a screenwriter, for feature films and see what they have to say about that argument.
I know a couple places we can contact.
Fair enough. Very good.
So we'll start with the best adapted screenplay.
The five nominees are Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Life of Pi, Lincoln, and Silver Linings Playbook. Now, I know between the four of us, four of these movies have been viewed.
Yes.
However, between the two of us, Tim and Wally, we've seen
Three.
I've seen Argo and Lincoln,
And I've seen Argo, Lincoln, and Life of Pi.
Life of Pi. So obviously, Beasts is something that Hermano will be able to
We'll be able to chime in on,
discuss
yep.
later on.
I've been trying to see Silver Linings Playbook. I've just been running into bad luck trying to see that movie at any given time.
It's tough if we don't have much of a history on the original material, the
Yeah.
books or anything like that. But based on what we saw on screen, I know you spoke very highly of Life of Pi. It was your number one
Yes,
movie of
my
the
number one
year.
pick, number one movie of 2012.
Yeah.
I absolutely adore that movie.
You think the script was worthwhile
I
and
think this script was certainly worthwhile. It had a lot of heart to it. It felt a lot of emotion and feeling to it. Argo, just because I mean, with the creative license that Ben Affleck took in
Yeah,
making that
I
movie,
don't think it's adapted very
it's not
well.
adapted very well at all. Because
He
I
pretty
mean,
much created a new movie.
yeah,
Yeah.
that one. This is why I kind of have a problem with that, because with the particular category, because of movies like this that get in, you know what I
Yeah.
mean? Because it didn't happen half of the way that it shows in the movie, you know what I
Right,
mean?
right.
So that's kind of where my issue with adapted screenplays come
Right,
from.
right.
But my pick would be.
Well, Lincoln, though, let's talk about
All right.
that. For such relatively boring material, what you see on screen is very compelling.
Yeah, exactly. Especially well,
It's very interesting.
especially the parts with Congress, because
Right.
I remember watching the movie going, if I could be like in that time, I'd want to be a congressman. This looks like a great job to have.
Right.
You know what I mean? How dare you, sir? Is awesome.
Yeah.
I would have to give this to Life of Pi because a lot of things I've read about the review on review of Life of Pi after I've seen it was that the movie would be unfilmable.
Yes, I've heard that as well.
And because I guess there's a lot of playing around with the narrative. I'm actually gonna go back and read this book because like after seeing the movie, I have to read this book
Yeah.
now. But I guess there's a lot of playing around with the narrative that showed up on the screen. I had no problem with the narrative. It all made sense to me. So I would think that of all of these, I mean, I haven't seen Beasts of Southern Wild or Silver Linings Playbook, so I really can't speak much to them. But from what I've seen of Life of Pi and hearing that you have a story that most people consider to be unfilmable, and you make a movie about it, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I mean, you've seen more on this list than I have, so I really can't comment on just two movies based on this. So then, best original screenplay. We have Amour, Django Unchained, Flight, Moonrise Kingdom, and Zero Dark Thirty. Now, I don't know about Zero Dark Thirty because there's a lot of stuff taken from one of the books or a couple of the books,
Yeah.
that were written about that time period. So, that's, I think, being creative to be able to slot it into original screenplay
Yeah.
category. I have to say, Moonrise Kingdom was amazing, and very charming. Actually, so between those five movies, we've seen four of them.
Yes, we have.
So Django Unchained, I don't know about that.
That's more like an adapted screenplay to me because Django already exists in a number of different Italian spaghetti
Previous
western,
material, yeah.
and so it's not like, I mean, Tarantino puts his own spin on it, excuse me,
Yep. He does put his own spin on it.
and does his own thing with it. But is it really an original thing when it already exists in other places?
Yeah.
Considering that he also produced a movie called Django, Sukiyaki Western Django,
Yeah.
which deals with a very similar character.
Yeah. And Flight, outside of the opening sequence,
Movie kind of falls apart like
it,
the plane.
it it really it falls into a lot of cliches,
Yeah.
typical addiction movie cliches.
Yeah.
So I think Moonrise Kingdom has the edge in this one,
I would give the extra moves my king. I mean, I have a feeling that Zero Dark Thirty is going to take the win if I were a betting man,
Yeah.
or Django Unchained.
Right.
But as far as what my pick would be Moonrise if I was voting on this.
And I bet you, of all the categories to be nominated, and Quentin Tarantino is probably most happy to be in a writing category,
Yeah.
because he really cares about writing a film.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of strong. Once again, I praise that movie for its dialogue, and him writing all this dialogue. It's his strongest point,
Yeah.
strongest part of his movies.
But I think the Oscar is going to go to Django, I think,
Really?
ultimately. I think that's where they're going to lean on this one.
Interesting. I don't know. I'd give it to either Moonrise or Zero Dark Thirty. Thinking of what, predicting, trying to predict what they
Yeah.
would who would win. Okay, directing.
All right.
Michael Haneke for Amour, Ang Lee for Life of Pi, David O. Russell for Silver Linings Playbook, Steven Spielberg for Lincoln, and Ben Zeitlin for Beasts of the Southern Wild. Once again, between the two of
We've
us,
seen two movies.
I've seen one movie, to collectively,
Yeah, collectively.
which is Lincoln. But you have seen Life of
I did see
Pi.
Life of Pi. See, this one's really hard to call
It
because
is.
I think it's going to go to Beasts of Southern Wild only because of the amount of or actually I'm going to say Steven Spielberg because I've been hearing a lot of Lincoln and it's Golden Globe nominated
Yeah.
and all this and it's Steven freaking Spielberg. I mean,
Yeah.
how do you go up against Steven Spielberg? You know what I
Well,
mean?
I mean, he's nominated almost every other year. He was nominated last year for War Horse, but wait, was he? No, his movie was. I don't know if he. Anyways, he doesn't win it every single year.
No, but he's a tough one. I mean, you gotta think he's got a history with the Academy as far as winning and all that goes.
Yeah, but newer directors or directors that haven't won, like Tom Hooper last year. Oh, wait a minute. No, the year before, for. Your movie, the King's Speech.
Yeah.
He won, and he hadn't won an award before.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is kind of up in the
I'm
air.
still just gonna go to Lincoln. That's what my gut's telling me.
Huh. I don't know. It might be a surprise. I think if it doesn't go to Steven Spielberg for Lincoln, I think either Ben Zeitlin or Ang Lee.
Yeah.
I think that'd be a surprise. Because. Those emotional touches, the Academy likes the emotional touches,
Yeah.
especially with newer directors like Ben Zeitlin, All right, on to supporting actress. Excuse me. Amy Adams for The Master, Sally Field for Lincoln, Anne Hathaway for Les Miserables, Helen Hunt for The Sessions, and Jackie Weaver for Silver Linings Playbook. I have already given this Oscar to Anne Hathaway. I don't know who else is deserving of this. Certainly not Sally Field.
No, wouldn't give it to Sally Field. I mean, she's barely ever in Lincoln.
No, she's in it for a decent amount, obviously enough for a supporting role, but I think she was the weakest part of Lincoln. I don't understand why she's been nominated for this role.
Yeah, I guess maybe, I mean, the thing is, the only thing I can remember of Sally Field in that movie is when she's greeting everybody at the presidential dinner,
Well,
and at the end, and after that, where she's talking to Lincoln about their, their
Lost
life together,
Child.
their lost child.
Yeah.
Those are the only two scenes that Sally Field actually resonates in my memory of
Yes.
being in, which is why I said earlier, I was like, it feels like she's not, feels, doesn't feel like she's actually in the movie.
Yeah, so obviously those are the strongest and most memorable scenes of her, but are they
Are they
Academy Award
Academy?
winning?
No, they're not,
No.
because I mean, you,
She's playing against Daniel Day-Lewis and Tommy Lee
yeah,
Jones.
exactly. How, again,
Yeah. She's a fine actress, but I just don't think
no, I
she
think it's
was
gonna.
too overly dramatic in
I
this
give it. I
film.
think Anne Hathaway's gonna walk away with this one.
Yeah, I can't praise her enough for it. She's in this movie, I think, less than Sally Field is in Lincoln, and but just her long take scene of singing "I Dreamed a Dream" is just tear inducing, incredible, incredible. I have to say, Amy Adams is an interesting choice. She was kind of a centerpiece of that movie, I think, emotionally, although she wasn't in it that much. You got to see how really she controlled Philip Seymour Hoffman and Hoffman's character, Lancaster Dodd, in that movie. So that's an interesting choice to me. So on to Best Supporting Actor, and it goes to Alan Arkin in Argo, Robert De Niro in Silver Linings Playbook, Philip Seymour Hoffman in The Master, Tommy Lee Jones in Lincoln, and Christoph Waltz for Django Unchained.
That's a quite a re that's quite a quite a grouping.
Oh, now I'm still surprised at Alan Arkin for Argo, because all he is in this movie
Argo, fuck
is
yourself.
comedic relief. And I don't think he's that compelling. I don't think he's that. I don't know. His performance is that critical to the movie.
Yeah.
His role is somewhat critical, but his performance,
Yeah.
it's. I don't know. I don't know. Tommy Lee Jones is very good.
Yeah, he's very good in Lincoln.
It's
But he's
very
Tommy
good.
Lee Jones. I mean, do you expect any less out of him?
I mean, you could say the same for Christoph Waltz and Philip Seymour Hoffman. I don't know. This is a tough call. I don't think it's going to go to Christoph
No,
Waltz.
I don't think he'll, I don't think it'll go to
Because
him
he's
either.
won two recently, for a similarly charming role, although opposite of completely opposite of his
Yes.
character in Inglourious Basterds, but like I said, quite charming in
It's, I
his
mean,
own
it's going
right.
to be between Tommy Lee Jones and Philip Seymour
Yeah,
Hoffman.
I agree. I agree. Although I don't know, it's been a while since Robert De Niro has been nominated for anything,
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen Silver Linings Playbook, so
Yeah.
I can't really speak on that movie. But going by like just what I'm looking at for like the cast, it's, I mean, The Master got a lot of praise when it came out. It's a kind of a divisive movie
Well,
from,
critically.
yeah, from what I've heard, and it's the critics that kind of steer the Academy for the most part. You know what I mean?
Not
It's not, it's not
really,
like, it's not
not
like, it's not
really.
like
It's
base, I mean, it's not like, other
No, it's
balloting.
filmmakers that steer this.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
a
gonna,
tough
it
call.
is a tough call.
Yeah.
I
This is actually a tough year for to
predict.
predict for the Oscars this year. Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Tommy Lee Jones
Yeah.
on this one. I think he's gonna be the one that takes it. But then I look at Philip Seymour Hoffman's name and think like, oh, when he was in Capote. You
Yeah.
know what I mean? Like, that's a tough call.
Yeah.
This one's up in the air.
Yeah, true. Best actress. Jessica Chastain for Zero Dark Thirty, Jennifer Lawrence for Silver Linings Playbook, Emmanuel Riva for Amour, Kevenzie Wallace for Beasts of the Southern Wild, and Naomi Watts for The Impossible. Personally, I think Jessica Chastain has this.
I've been seeing a lot of talk about Kevenzie Wallace.
True. But it's so rare to give an award to such a young
Yeah,
person,
I mean, didn't what's her face from Little Miss Sunshine win Best Actress award when she was
Best supporting,
best
maybe.
was the best supporting actress, whatever she was nominated. I think it was when she won an award when she was,
Yeah.
just a little, just a kid. But I would say between those two, I think it'll go. But I mean, Naomi Watts, I mean, The Impossible. There's been a lot of talk about that, but I haven't seen that movie yet, so
Yeah.
I really can't speak up. But I, from just going by what I've seen on, like articles or whatever, it's going to be between Jessica Chastain and Kevenzie Wallace.
All these nominations for Silver Linings Playbook, the This is like the first movie in like 30 years, I think, for it to be nominated in the top five big categories.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I gotta see this movie.
I guess. I don't know. The trailers do nothing for me. You know,
Well, I want to see. I mean, it
the
doesn't do anything
material, the subject matter doesn't do anything for
for.
me.
I mean, I could see that, but it's because of its nomination, like the amount of nominations it has. I mean, I feel like I should go see it.
Yeah, I
I just keep
know.
running into bad luck. Like the last time, I missed the showtime. Second time,
Oh, yeah.
it was they moved the showtimes without telling anybody, so it was like the last show was at 2 o'clock, and we went at 7:40 to go see it. So it's been a challenge at the very least. But The Impossible's playing at the mall. Maybe I should try to stop by and see if I can see it there.
Okay, best actor. Bradley Cooper for Silver Linings Playbook, Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, Hugh Jackman for Les Miserables, Joaquin Phoenix for The Master, Denzel Washington for Flight. I mean, is there, I mean, but, okay, I will say that there's competition, and that's only between two people, and that's Daniel Day-Lewis and Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah.
Now, since Joaquin Phoenix could give two fucks about
And it's
awards,
come out and basically said so in public.
yes.
I have a feeling this is going to go directly to Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln.
I mean, really.
Exactly. Is that a question?
Okay, next. On to Best Picture.
All right.
We have nine nominees this year: Amour, Argo, Beasts of the Southern Wild, Django Unchained, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, Lincoln, Silver Linings Playbook, Zero Dark Thirty. Okay, we know how personally how you feel, Wally, with Life of Pi. Now, thinking as the Academy would think, this is kind of a tough call.
This is gonna be a tough call.
I would I would take out Django Unchained. Oh man, Silver Linings Playbook, and I think Life of Pi. As the Academy. However, there could be. I'm wondering if there might
There's
be
always a swerve every year.
a increase, a swerve, like you say, towards a movie. Like a few years ago with Slumdog Millionaire. Remember how that came out of nowhere? Maybe Life of Pi is going to be that this year.
It could be. I could see that.
But going against strong, there's three strong political movies in this year, from Argo, Lincoln, and Zero Dark Thirty. And I think those have the edge over everything else.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, I don't think Les Miserables is strong enough story-wise, because there's real no flow to the movie. It's much like the stage production if there were no breaks, you know? It just goes from scene to scene with no in between. And you know, I don't know. I think Zero Dark Thirty, obviously, you know how I feel about that movie. Lincoln, I think, would be the safest choice. Lincoln and Argo are the safest choices, I think.
This is my swerve category actually for this year.
Really?
I'm gonna go out on a limb on this one and say if it doesn't go to Life of Pi, it's gonna go to Amour.
Amour.
Yep.
Interesting.
I have
A
a
Michael
feeling
Haneke film.
Michael Haneke film, I have a feeling again, I haven't seen Amour yet. Because it's nominated, I want to see it because it's nominated. I have a feeling that that's
Okay, well, first off, Amour is nominated for Best Foreign
Oh,
Language
see.
Film.
All right. So then it may go to Best Foreign Language Film of
Yeah.
the year. I did not know that. I'm kind of on the list in front of me. All right, so I'm gonna go with Life of Pi then. If you wanna say
You
one,
sure your personal preference is not swaying your thought?
that's a tough thing. 'Cause I mean, my thought is that it's gonna go to Amour still, that it could win both.
Huh.
If it doesn't go Life of Pi, I think it's gonna go to Amour.
Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, I
And
think.
the dark second would be that Silver Linings Playbook,
Huh.
because it's getting
So you're going
a
for
lot
the
of
dark
action.
horses.
Yeah, in this category, I'm
And
seeing a lot of dark horse.
I have to go with the safe choices, and that's between three movies, Argo, Lincoln, and Zero Dark Thirty, and I think it's going to go to Lincoln. You know, I don't know. Maybe Steven Spielberg wins Best Director, and then the movie goes to Zero Dark Thirty.
Maybe, yeah,
I
I mean,
don't
that
know.
could anything's possible.
Yeah. I'd be really interested to hear what Hermano's opinions, you know. Yeah. Any kind of surprises or disappointments with the nominations?
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised. What was my big surprise, actually? It's escaping me. Like, no, Looper's not didn't make it.
Well, for screenplay, yeah, I was kind of hoping, you know, as a dark horse that maybe best original screenplay or best picture, you know,
Moonrise
but
Kingdom didn't make Best Picture either, which I thought could have snuck in there,
yeah,
or directing.
that's kind of disappointing. You're
Yeah,
right.
I could have. I thought that maybe that would have
Or
shown up.
best original. Oh no, it did get nominated for best original
Maybe
screenplay.
it
So
was screenplay,
that's
but
good.
yeah.
That's good. Yeah.
Even the kids, like, as far as like actors and actors and actors on Friends, they didn't like.
Well, no, I
Yeah,
don't.
nothing came. Nothing
I
came of
think
that
that has
either.
more to do with his directing and editing, you know, with the
Yeah.
performances.
So I mean, those are the only things that come off the top of my head as far as like, I'm surprised this doesn't make it. I mean, not surprised this isn't it.
I mean, like, are you completely outraged by anything?
No, it takes a lot to get me to outrage, but I see Gil Netter's name there on Life of Pi.
Okay.
Gil Netter's also involved with one of my favorite comedies of all time, which is Brain Donors, starring
Really?
John Turturro. Yeah,
No
it's
kidding.
in his it's in his filmography. He's I don't know if he's what his role is. If it's producer, or.
Well, yeah, he's a producer on a lot, from Water for Elephants and The Blind Side and Marley and Me.
Jesus.
So he obviously knows how to touch the heart, pull the heartstrings, you
Exactly.
know?
Well, he knows where to put this. He knows where to put his money.
You know, Fever Boss, Fever Pitch, My Boss's Daughter, Phone Booth.
Basketball.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Basketball.
Yeah. A Walk on the Clouds and man.
Brain Donors, there it is.
Yeah, Brain Donors.
Producer.
Right after the Naked Gun 2.5,
Smell of Fear.
and before Naked Gun 33 and a third. That's funny. Yeah, interesting history for him as a producer,
Yeah.
huh? Very cool. All
I mean,
right.
nothing outrageous. Nothing makes me like outrageous. It's not like I'm seeing like, utter shit movies in here that don't belong. You
I
know what I
know,
mean?
huh?
That'd be worse if like, oh, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter for best special effects.
I'd stab everybody in Hollywood.
Tumor just go berserk with just a switchblade.
Okay, that does it for this bonus episode of the First Time Watchers podcast. You can find us on Facebook by searching First Time Watchers. We post movie news and updates that we think you would be interested in. And you can email us at firsttimewatchers@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Twitter at 1sttimewatchers@twitter.com and
Tumblr at firsttimewatchers.tumblr.com.
Keep in mind, people, now that the Oscar nominations are out, we have a little contest going on. I'm going to sweeten the deal a little bit to see if we can get more people to enter in. Let's get your picks for the top categories that we've just discussed, and the person who gets the most correct entries in our contest will get a First Time Watchers t-shirt and a DVD of one of the top-rated pictures of the year.
Wow, how
I
generous.
will bankroll this.
Very nice.
So I'm hoping we can get some entrants in there because
What if people prefer Blu-ray over DVD?
Blu-ray. You can tell me what your preferred format is,
Wow, very nice.
and because it was a while before I got a Blu-ray disc, before I got a Blu-ray player hooked up to my TV. So if you whichever format you want, I will supply it, and that will be your prize, as well as immortality in the podcast world. Internet famous people, come on.
Anyways, please download our episodes on iTunes and feel free to leave a review. Any feedback is greatly appreciated. If you have any suggestions of movies for us to watch, send a tweet, an email, or post on our Facebook page. And stay tuned for our next episode. We don't know what we'll be discussing, but it will most likely be very interesting.
Exactly. It's a new year for new movies. It's a First Time Watchers podcast because we like to watch.